This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Corn Growers Association. I'm Dustin Huffman. African swine fever and foot and mouth disease, they're not necessarily new news. However, there's still a lot of work being done to keep these diseases off our shores. With China's recent resurgence of African swine fever, it has many wondering what progress is being made in our continued fight against these diseases. We get an update from the National Pork Board right after this.
Here in Iowa, we are stronger together. Hi, I'm Ralph Lentz, Iowa Corn Promotion Board Director for District 7, and I serve as Chair of the Animal Agriculture and Environment Committee. With over 95% of the global population outside of the U.S., we work to improve the demand of corn as livestock feed by investing in red meat exports with our partners, U.S. Meat Export Federation. For more information on our livestock programs, visit iowacorn.org.
Dr. David Pyburn is the chief veterinarian with the National Pork Board. He says they're working on a new risk assessment to determine what future steps are going to be taken to keep foreign animal diseases off our shores.
We've got in the works a risk assessment where we have asked a renowned international epidemiologic firm to take a look at what we're doing as the United States right now to keep diseases out and to criticize or to critically look at how we do it right now and how we can do it better. Show us where those risk gaps are, where we could have disease come into this country.
Pyburn restated the devastation that could hit hog herds around the country if foreign animal diseases do not go unchecked. He cites recent calculations from Dermot Hayes of Iowa State University about the damage it would cause to the American economy.
It should make all of us stand up and realize that this is the number one priority for our industry, is to keep these diseases out of our herd, out of the United States. The calculations that Dermot put together were, if you had a foreign animal disease enter into the country, immediately you would see likely a 50% drop in market hog prices. That would be an immediate impact. You would then see over a period of time, over the first 2 years, $15 billion was the estimate that he estimates our entire industry would lose to a foreign animal disease while we're battling it over those 2 years. If that carries out over 10 years, it's $50 billion. If that carries out over 10 years, it's estimated 140,000 jobs lost. It's estimated that our industry would shrink by 30% and stay shrunken by 30% at that point. It would be devastating for our industry. It would knock us back to a point where we would not recover. And that is why we want to make sure that we can respond very quickly and make sure that 2- and 10-year scenarios don't play out.
Ultimately, Pyburn says the main goal is still keeping the diseases from entering our country. Education, inspection, and sanitation are still the primary focuses of any disease prevention tool.
Number one is U.S. national biosecurity. Make that better. We're working with Customs and Border Protection to be able to do that, working with USDA to be able to do that. Some of the work we're doing with them is on the educational side, education of travelers as they either leave the country or as they come back into the country, on the risks of bringing back in meat into this country and what you could do to the agricultural industry if you bring in disease with products that you bring back in.
The National Pork Board says there will be much information and education available at the 2021 World Pork Expo being held in Des Moines, June 9th through the 11th. You can also find out more information online at www.porkcheckoff.org. Brent and I will be at the World Pork Expo in Des Moines coming up in June. We look forward to seeing you out there, and we look forward to meeting with some of our pork producers and find out some of the things that they're bringing to the table here at World Pork Expo, June 9th to the 11th in Des Moines. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman reporting. Have a great day.